Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 34, and it's a Tuesday, January 17, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes. And welcome to our show, where we talk about gay topics, geek stories, and bizarre shit. So how are you, Ray?
I am okay. I'm tired from the weekend.
Yes, I bet. I heard you were in Galveston for a while, a couple of friends.
I was all over Houston this weekend.
Yeah, so you know what? When we were talking the other day about it, you guys did not go for ice cream of all places. Yeah, okay. All those listening, there's a place there called
Lucky. I am diabetic. I do not need ice cream. We went and had beignets. That was way too much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but this place called Lucky's in the Strand. You went to the Strand, though, right?
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
And everybody just had a big brunch, so they did not need any ice cream.
All right.
And it was packed with all those poor people down there waiting for their ship that never came in.
Ah. Well, was it a good day to be in Galveston?
No.
No, it's not. Oh, yeah. Galveston is about an hour away from Houston. So for those listening, it's something that I rarely go to. I probably go there once a year, only for Bear Watch, but not this year. I haven't.
I know, because you'll be at TBRU and Bear Watch is going on and you won't be any there.
I don't know. I'm divided now. If I'm going to go Bear Watch or TBRU, but anyway. So last weekend, we have a friend who came over from Idaho. It's actually one of my cameramen during my wedding.
That's right, Joel.
Joel, yeah. So shout out, Joel.
He came along along with John and Chris from Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "What is there to do in Houston?" I said, "There's a lot of stuff to do." I said, "What do you want to do?" He said, "Well, I don't know. Just show me all the stuff to do." So I picked him up at the airport at noon on Friday. We went and had barbecue because he wanted to try all the Texas barbecue he could.
Mm-hmm.
So we had barbecue for lunch. And then I took him to the funeral museum.
Oh, did you see Robert? Wait, he didn't work there? Okay.
Okay, no.
Funeral museum?
Funeral museum.
What did you see? Lots of coffins? Or lots
of? There are coffins and hearses. And they talked about embalming. And they had a bunch of stuff on stars and when they died and how it affected people. And there was a thing on how they bury the Pope, the whole thing they go through when they're burying a Pope. That a thing on it, on mummification.
Oh, wow.
And stuff. How
modern day mummification.
Well, no, they were talking about mummification in Egypt and how they
did the process. They just described it. Okay. How do you do? Okay.
They talked about, and then there's a whole display on president funerals and stuff like that and talking about it. So it was pretty good. But Joel was like, "This is creepy." I was like, "Oh, shit." I was in heaven because I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, really? So, right. Yeah. Well, you like the morbid stuff.
So, I'll have to give you some pictures so you can put them up on the show.
Yeah. Okay, so last weekend was also a movie day for us. So I met up with Ray and the other guys, and we watched La La Land. It's our first time to watch it. And I guess some of you guys watched it. Did you see it before?
No.
And it won a lot of awards at the Golden Globe, right? Yeah.
It's a very good movie. I liked it.
Yeah, I wasn't too impressed. Mike watched it too. He wasn't too, impressed either.
That's because you're not romantic.
We're not romantic.
No.
Maybe we're not. I guess not. But it was a little fun. You went shopping. What did you buy for me?
I didn't buy anything for you. I just went to the outlet malls because they wanted to go to the outlet malls.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't do outlet malls, so.
It's supposed to be cheap. I need to buy shades, though. I need to buy cheap shades.
I don't think that shit's any cheaper than anywhere
else. And cheap underwear. They have very good there.
So,
yeah. So, I had some adventure last weekend because I got to install a door. I have a new front door with a fleur-de-lis in front, which is great. You got to see it one time when you pass by the house.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, by the way, last weekend, we started our team. We went softball practice, so it's going to be a new next few months of talking about softball on Sundays.
So for the next 6 months, I'm going to have to hear him bitch about how sore he is from playing softball. Every time I record.
Sore, not in a good way. All right, Ray. So let's go to our articles for today. What do we have for our audience today?
Okay, for the gay. Hunters plan gay dance party at the house of Vice President-elect Mike Pence.
Woohoo!
Mr. Pence has a long record of opposing LGBT rights. It's an understatement of some measures to say that Vice President-elect Mike Pence is not thought of favorably by many of the members of the LGBT community. Over the years, the congressman and governor has claimed same-sex couples represented social collapse and has opposed laws to prohibit discrimination against gay people, supported so-called conversion therapy, and said that being gay was a personal choice. Now, activists in Washington are organizing a queer dance party outside his home as the city prepares for the inauguration of Mr. Pence and Donald Trump.
Next week's going to be so busy.
This week.
Oh, so this week? Oh, wait.
It's this week, yes.
It's this week already.
Yeah.
I felt like it's still a week from now.
The homo-transphobic Mike Pence has graciously invited us to shake our booties and bodies in front of and around his house in Chevy Chase, says a message posted on the Facebook page of Work for Peace. We plan on leaving behind biodegradable glitter and rainbow paraphernalia that he can never forget. We are here. We are queer. We are here. We will dance. That's right. Get ready to work it. And tell Daddy Pence, homotransphobia is not tolerated in our country. The dance party is scheduled for Wednesday, January 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. It is due to take place outside the property that Mr. Pence and his family are renting in the Chevy Chase neighborhood of the city. One of the organizers, Franass, told the Independent, we're sending a clear and simple message to Mr. Mike Pence and other homophobic, transphobic individuals. Your bigotry is not welcome or tolerated in our city or in our country. What is welcome, on the other hand, is love, courage, connection, movement, progress, healing, and justice. This is what we stand for.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting that they're going to have a party in front of his house. So do you, since it's in front of his house, he really cannot call the cops to get
him out? Well, if they've got the proper permits to do a parade or whatever they're doing and nobody in the neighborhood complains and...
Well, if it's going to be a party, it has to be before 10 o'clock. Well, that's what it is here in Houston. Oh, sorry, in Texas.
Well,
you can only make no sense.
6 to 9.
Oh, okay. Yeah, perfect.
So, and then, I don't know if they're doing it in the street at his house or at a house across from the street from his house,
mm-hmm.
or what the neighborhood's allowing, or if it's a park across from his
I'm
house.
I'm sure the whole neighborhood there is very welcoming of that kind of party there.
So I don't know. I can't afford to go to D.C. and dance in it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, my God. It's going to be this coming Friday. Oh, let's see what happens. All right, let's go to the geek. And this is kind of interesting that you posted. So Chinese tech giant's office party featured humiliating simulated blowjobs.
I'm sure if it was a holiday party, there were some that were not simulated.
Okay, yeah. So Tencent, the Chinese tech behemoth, sparked outrage this week when a video from its year-end party leaked online. Oh my God, it's just like an episode of, no, not episode, but it's like watching the Christmas office Christmas party.
Never saw that.
I saw that a couple of weeks ago. It was, well, it's, you know, what you would expect from a Jason Bates movie. The video shows employees participating in an incredibly sexist office game. No, wait. It reminds me of Wolf of Wall Street. Remember, did you ever watch Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah,
so there was this, you know, there were just so rich people, and the people were so rich that they were hiring prostitutes, I think, and bringing the office and, you know, having sex with them in the offices. Anyway, so the women in the video appear on their knees attempting to remove caps from water bottles positioned between the male co-workers' thighs. The obvious novelty of the game is that they look like they're performing oral sex on their male colleagues. Oh, I see. So the 7-second clip reportedly comes from an annual dinner held by the company's instant messaging department. Tencent.
Uh-huh, so get put on instant messenger.
Uh-huh, yeah. Tencent has released a statement apologizing for the incident. It writes that employees responsible for the demeaning game have received demerits on their records.
You get demerits.
What is this, like Hogwarts? 10 points off of Hogwarts.
Dragon House.
Dragon House? Slytherin? Or
no, they're Dragon House. They're Chinese. They're not English.
Oh, okay. So users of the massive Chinese microblogging service Weibo, which is owned by Tencent, expressed their disgust with the company's behavior. According to Shanghaiist, I guess there's a magazine there, one user asked, how could a company treat its workers in this way? Do they have any sense of decency? One answer to that question could have something to do with the fact that Tencent doesn't have a single female executive. Wow, so that's why
they're
sexist.
Well, they are women.
Yeah. They don't have a single female executive board member or division chief. This is the latest incident highlighting the tech industry's sexism problem in China, Shanghaiists writes. In 2015, Alibaba was forced to withdraw a job advertisement for a female candidate looking like porn star Sora Aoi, who was to be asked with motivating her fellow co-workers, to be tasked with motivating her fellow co-workers. So that same year, Baidu, God, these are all Chinese big social networks, Baidu celebrated International Women's Day with a series of lackluster doodles perpetuating stereotypical images of women. So the next year, a senior Baidu exec was demoted after giving an incredibly sexist presentation in which he told the audience, "If a girl says to me, the air conditioning in my dorm doesn't work and I don't want to go home, what does she mean? I think it means she wants to kiss and have some sex." So Charlotte Han, a manager at 500 Startups and co-founder of Lean in Beijing, told Bloomberg, "It's quite shocking because my impression was that things were improving." She said that a lot of stereotype challenges that Chinese women face come from social and cultural expectations. It's a long article. I can probably go on. But it's really basically these social networks or these big office party having leaked videos from there. Owned.
Well, it highlights the rampant sexism in China's tech industry. And Silicon Valley still has some of the same issues, too. So,
yeah, that's true. It's really sad that, not only here in the U.S., but also in China. And, they do have a big population. So if you have a big population, you have a bigger chance of those things happening because, you know, just doing the math. So one in 1,000. It's Ray at gaygeekbizarre.com.
You just got to grab him by the pussy and go for it.
Oh, grab him by the pussy? That's right. Okay, Ray, let's go. Okay, let me get to this bizarre, Ray, because we're just going to mention it because it's really a spoof article, but it was just...
Too damn funny.
It was funny. At the same time, it was...
Too damn funny.
And it was shared so many times from the gaygeekbizarre page. So it merits a mention in the show. So Donald Trump pledges to replace Constitution with referendum rules of acquisition. So this is from News Thump. So it's not. I don't know. It's probably a spoof website. So it just says that Trump, who believes he is running for the position of Grand Negus, or is it Negus? Negus of the United States, has a personal motto of "A man is only worth the sum of his possessions," which is the favorite of the rules. Yeah, so that's pretty much a Ferengi rule. If you guys are watching Star Trek and you're familiar with The Next Generation, it was really big in The Next Generation, right? Yeah. So
I think it's more Deep Space Nine because you saw the Ferengi every now and then in the Next Generation.
Because they have a major character in their bars who is a Ferengi.
Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, Deep Space Nine. But they first appeared in
The Next Generation.
Next Generation. And they love their ears being rubbed.
And their women are always naked, as women should be.
Oh, okay. All right, Ray, let's go to the next article, Ray.
All right, Scottish newspaper previews Trump inauguration as an episode of the Twilight Zone. The Herald in Scotland pretty much said what we were all thinking this weekend, announcing the inauguration of Donald Trump like a four-year episode of the Twilight Zone. TV writer Damien Love framed the future president's election inauguration and impending presidency as what it truly is, a surreal experience that should be fictional, but it isn't. It definitely seems like the more we think about the past few months, the more bizarre they seem. But nothing's outside the realm of possibly an alternative reality science fiction. Hell, there's a Black Mirror episode about a literal cartoon character who runs for office, convinces his followers to riot, and then forms a police state. Pictures of the TV listener made its rounds on Twitter, including a share by nerdy hero and equal rights advocate George Takei. Here it is in full. After a long absence, The Twilight Zone returns one of its most ambitious, expensive, and controversial productions in broadcast history. Sci-fi writers have dabbled often with alternative history stories. Among the most common is "What if the Nazis had won the Second World War?" setting. But this huge interactive virtual reality project, which will unfold on TV and the press and on Twitter for over the next 4 years, sets out to build an ongoing alternative present. The story begins in a nightmarish version of a 2017 in which huge sections of the United electorate have somehow been duped into voting to make Donald Trump president. It sounds far-fetched, and it is, but as it goes on, it becomes more and more chillingly plausible. Today's feature-length opener concentrates on the gaudy inauguration of President Trump and the stirrings of protest and despair surrounding the ceremony. While pundits speculate gravely on what lies ahead, it's a flawed piece, but disturbing glimpse of the horrors of what we could stumble into if we're not careful. Well, when you put it that way, it does sound kind of like the fifth dimension.
So they just really are treating it's something that they're treating like,
well,
it's in the Twilight Zone.
Other countries are thinking taking this election as a joke, just like a lot of people here took it as a joke.
Well, it's for real now.
It's for real, but after tomorrow, it will be for real.
What today?
Friday.
It's going to be on Friday. We'll see what happens on Saturday.
The apocalypse.
So why is this
Friday? So I'm going to be with Jesus in the hell with Rich.
You picked this as a bizarre because the next 4 years is going. The article is about the next 4 years being in the Twilight Zone.
Comparing our president inauguration to the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Is things that are, I know many people may or may not agree, and you know, we had some discussions with friends about.
And after the series Man in the High Castle, it kind of goes along with that kind of storyline, that alternative reality is like, oh my God, we've elected a reality TV star.
I know.
See, all you fuckers that started those reality TV shows back in the 80s, early 90s, screw you. This is what you got us.
So, I was talking to our friend downstairs about it, about actors being a politician, like Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan was an actor, so he can deliver speeches. He can deliver a script. He can deliver with the correct body language because he's an actor. But he surrounded himself with people who are good in the cabinet. But now, can you say the same that Trump will be a good actor? Well, is he an actor?
He's a businessman that got a TV show.
Yeah, he got a TV show.
He likes attention.
Yeah.
He likes to be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And now he's in the spotlight full time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he has a very hard time controlling what he's saying based on his Twitter account.
I know. You know what? Okay, so this discussion I had with another friend the other day about Trump being what he is. Okay, let's just be real about it, that he speaks his mind and he feels strongly about something. You know, during the Cold War, there was a space race. What happened was the Russians were doing this. The Americans want to improve. They want to send the first dog to the moon, to the space. We sent Yuri Gagarin. Russia did it, so he could go around the Earth. And then we sent John Glenn, is that right? To space, and then eventually to the moon. The space race was on, but then it died out. My theory, my guess is, if we have Trump being as he is, very competitive, very very vocal, he can probably do something that would shoot our space programs forward. Because he can be, as you know, we know, narcissistic. To be wishing something and actually funding something.
Has he ever said he was going to do anything with the space program?
No, not at all. It's just that if we play on his emotions for some reason, or another power country like China would say something that we're going to send someone in the moon or going to send someone to Mars, and then I got to one up this. You know, somebody has to tell Trump that we're being beaten. We have to be winners.
But the space race has been privatized.
Yeah, well,
it's not run by the government anymore. Private companies are taking it over. SpaceX. And
so yeah, that's true. But then,
so these guys are the ones that's going to get you to Mars, not the government.
Not the government.
And they're going to do it for business reasons.
Yeah. So that's true. But what I'm just saying is, it can be if you have a big support from the president or from the government or from Congress. Like I said, if he just gets egged on, I'm just, this is my theory. that you think it's not possible?
I don't know. We'll see over the next 4 years, but I doubt anything's going to happen in the space industry.
Yeah, because he just needs his emotions to be egged on to do something and even to react and say something about it. You know, he can topple down people's lives by just one tweet. What more can he do to use his power of tweeting to push us into the space age? Who knows? I know. It may be weird. It may be something that it's just really out there, but
with great power comes great responsibility.
And he needs to use that power.
What he's shown now.
It's really scary.
It's really scary.
Okay. Anyway, so what do you guys think of this discussion, guys? Anyway, so we got a little political here. And okay, so that's it. So what are we doing this weekend, Ray? Oh, Mike's coming over, so we might do something. I don't know yet. And what are you planning this week?
Work.
Work and work.
Mm-hmm.
Work, 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 work.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's close this then again, I guess. Or we'll be back next week. So before we go, I'd like to thank Caesar for posting those great articles on the Facebook. And as much as possible, we like to comment on the big ones, the ones that we find interesting on the Gay Geek Bazaar page. It's facebook.com/gaygeekbazaar. And if you want to contact us, you can send your emails to show@gaygeekbazaar.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. And we also want to give a shout out to the boys that were in town this weekend. Joel, Chris, John, Ryan, and a special shout out to Ian out there in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Hello, y'all. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we are on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbazaar.com. Thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Bye. All right,
then I got to shout.
Actually, yeah, you have to
let it all out.
You have to project.
These are the things we're bitching about.